Turway, Northwest London. Sunday, base Nissan, 3rd of April. Rav Shraga Favel Zimmerman Shlita, Inyan of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichvoido V'atzmoy. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Silva, Leah Nishmas B'loi B'choyo, Harav Chosid, Nissan Moshe Zichron Livrocha.
In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, there's a central focus that Yetzias Mitzrayim was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. As we say in the Haggadah, Vayoytzienu Hashem Mitzrayim loy al yedei malach, not via malach, v'loy al yedei sarof, v'loy al yedei shliach, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi ba'atzmoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself took us out of Mitzrayim. Later when we say Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, we say Pesach al Shuma, al Shum Sheposach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Botei Aviseinu b'Mitzrayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who jumped over, passed over the houses of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Matzah zu shanu oichlam al Shuma, al Shulai Hispik b'Tzeikam Shaviseinu l'Hachmetz, ad shenigla aleyem Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ge'olam, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Melech Malchei Amlochim, revealed himself and did the Geula. What different? What is the significance?
Hashem didn't make the matzahs.
Yeah, we eat it because we were in such a rush to leave Mitzrayim. And we didn't have time for the dough to rise.
Who baked it? Did Shmuel
Kibbutz bake them? No, people baked them. People baked them themselves, but they were in a rush because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. So the question is, what is the significance of the fact that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who took us out of Mitzrayim? We were in Mitzrayim, we're suffering, we have afflictions. What do we care who takes us out? Abim is a lot of iskein. Take us out of Mitzrayim. And what difference does it make to us if a malach will take us out or HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will take us out? And why do we stress this? And in fact, the Maral in Gvuras Hashem asked this question and has a very long arichus to answer the question. But we'd like to say over some other answers. Some of them are found on this, in the Sifsei Chaim. There's a thought from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Mitzrayim was so tamei, Mitzrayim was so impure, that even a malach would be nifgam in Mitzrayim. Had a malach gone to Mitzrayim, he would have been nifgam. And this is what people say over, you know, one time, people knew Zayas, they didn't say them. Today, children come home from school and repeat over Zayah HaKadosh's. Sam Sofer says he never heard from his Rebbe the Hafla mentioned the word Zayah, even though anyone who reads Panim Yafis will see he was quite well acquainted. But today it's common practice. Now once people do this already, we have to understand it. Obviously the thought that we're hearing is that the Tumah in Mitzrayim, the impurity in Mitzrayim was so great, and the Chesed Hashem is so great that He took us out, that Hashem had to take us out Himself. Because had He sent a Malach to Mitzrayim, He would have become Nifgam Himself. What does it mean a Malach is Nifgam? Malach will go off the Derech if he goes into Mitzrayim. A Malach doesn't have Bechira Bechal. He's a shliach. He's sent to do something. What does it mean? He'd be nifkam in Mitzrayim.
Once he comes to this world, you mentioned before a malach. He came down and then he joined the wrong things.
That's when he comes down in a human form. Yes. When a malach comes down in spiritual form, he doesn't change. So I'm sorry for as a tshuva whether you can count Eliyahu Navi for a minion. And he says, it depends. If he comes down in human form, you could. If he comes down in spiritual form, you can't. He's still a man. So the pshat in this is as follows. There are times in life that people get so submerged and ensconced in chumriyas and materialism that they do not see hashkacha pratis in the Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to see that there's hashkacha pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the laws of nature, makes what we call a nes, a miracle, and through that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. At times, this nes is what we call a nes nister. It's within the teva itself, something like the nes of Purim, which within the nes itself we saw the Hashgacha Pratis. At times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's insignificant, it's not enough. Klal Yisrael won't recognize Hashgacha Pratis. And at times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a malach to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. A malach means a shlichus. His shlichus is to reveal Hashgacha Pratis. There are times that Klal Yisrael, or the world, is so submerged in impurity that if a malach would come, we wouldn't recognize it. We still wouldn't see Hashgacha Pratis. We'd attribute it to something else. When the Zohar HaKadosh says the malach would be nifgam, it doesn't mean the person, the malach, the being, the malach, would become nifgam. The shlichus of the malach would not be accomplished. And therefore, HaKadosh, only way it was possible for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, in the Mekorah Tumah and Memtes Shari Tumah, to recognize Hashgacha Pratis is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi b'atzmai came and revealed himself. That's one shot. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shekel Ha'Olam. Rav Mendel of Shklov, one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, says a pshat as follows. He says, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi u'ba'atzmai? It's a double lashon. Hashem himself. What is the double lashon? And he explains, atzmai doesn't mean himself. It means maloshon utzma, strength, might. And he explains that the kavod of the Shekhinah, the glory of the Shekhinah is revealed when you see the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, what it means is, Ad Sheniglo Aleihem Melech Malchei Hamlochim B'chvoidoi, Hashem revealed His glory, Be'atzmoi via His might. And Mendel of Shklov says that to see the true and the totality of the glory of Hashem is only if Hashem does it Himself. If, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done it through a shliach, so it would have been partially attributed to the shliach. The geula, people would have said, oh, it came through the shliach. And therefore, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal his kvoidai, it had to be ba'atzmai. And he says as follows, that we see, what do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? State in the Torah, Ve'ish Moshe Anov Ma'id. We know that he was an Anov. He asks the question, about the being an Anov is a Midah Chashuva. But is that the greatest praise that you say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Usually you say someone is a Tzaddik, a Gon, a Novi, and B'chol Zayis, he's still Anov. He's still an Anov. But you don't go say about a person, the only thing you'd say about a person is an Anov. Why is it that the Torah, when it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, the only thing it says about him is that he is an Anav? And Rav Mendel of Shklov explains as follows. This that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoyche and was chosen by Hashem to be the Keli, to be the vessel through which there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, Eser Makis, Kriyas Yamsov, Matan Torah, was because Moshe Rabbeinu would not take any credit for himself. he would attribute everything to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, the Torah is not saying what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Torah is telling us why was Moshe Rabbeinu chosen? Because of Ish Moshe Onav Ma'oid, for more than any person who ever lived, and therefore he attributed all the glory to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And then he goes further and he says, I want to tell you something from my Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, which, if he wouldn't quote the Gaon, we wouldn't be able to say such a thing. He said, I want you to know, Avada Moshe Rabbeinu Gaon Gevaldik Reis, but, on his own, but some of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness was given to him as a matana on because of Klal Yisrael. Once he was chosen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him tremendous madregas. But why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him these madregas? The reason was because of Ish Moshe Anav Ma'ed. And therefore his anivus was the conduit through which he was zeicha to all his madregas. And that's why continues the Mendel's Club. That's why it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu in the Agadah Shel Pesach. You shouldn't say Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shlom took us out of Mitzrayim. We don't mention him. So he asks Akasha, but we do mention him once. It says Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avda. We believe in Hashem and his servant Moshe. So Mendel Shklov says you have the wrong shot if you ask this question. The way you're supposed to read it is Vayaminu b'Hashem. They believed in Hashem and only in Hashem. Uba Moshe, you know what they believed about Moshe? Avdai, that he was only an Eved Hashem. Now it sounds like an interesting pshat. Just to listen, if you look at the Eben Ezra al-Atayra, who says Poshe pshat and chumash without even any drash, that's how he explains the pasuk. Vayaminu b'Hashem, matigloit in the Rabbeinu Shleilu. Uba Moshe, you want to know what they believed about Moshe? Avdai, that all he was an Eved. He was Eved like everyone else. And that's why the next pasuk is, Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Moshe is part of the Eden. They're not believing in him. They believed in Rabbi Nishlei. So Mendel Shklov saying that the B'chvoidei B'atzmai, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, B'chvoidei B'atzmai, was only if it would be B'atzmai without any conduit, without any medium, only then would we see the true covet of the Bairai. The Netziv, in his Pirush al HaTorah, addresses this, and before he addresses it, he asks one more question. Pesach zu shanu eichlin al shuma. Why do we Pesach? Al shum she Pesach Hakadosh Baruch Hu abotei aviseinu Mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis. And he jumped over, he passed over the houses of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Why did he have to jump over? He was punishing the Mitzrayim and not Klal Yisrael. Today you can make a missile that could hit one house, a smart missile, and it doesn't hit another house. So why can't the Kadosh Baruch Hu do the same thing? The Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just as well. He wants to punish the Mitzrayim, so really he doesn't punish Klal Yisrael. Why did he have to jump over anything? Furthermore, one pshat in Pesach is that he had rachmanis. Well, he had rachmanis, he was punishing the Mitzrayim. The other Makkos, he was also punishing the Mitzrayim. And the Netziv says the Yesod as follows. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he sends a shliach, a mashchis, to destroy. This mashchis has a mission. The mission is, punish these people, harm these people. Memele, he doesn't harm other people, because that was his mission. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei b'atzmai, it means something else. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manish the Mitzrayim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just revealed himself. Ani Hashem. When there's a gilui of Kedusha in the world, all forces in the world of Kedusha are drawn to the Bar Olam. Everything is drawn to its source. When something is not worthy of being drawn to its source, it disintegrates on its own. The Gulas Mitzrayim wasn't in form of an einish to the Mitzrayim, but it was rather the very revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. And when that happens, Tumah disappears. That's what we mean, b'chvoidoi ba'atzmoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just revealed himself, and that memela destroys anything that's impure.
So what about the other Mitzrayim who weren't b'chorim?
They didn't have that level of impurity. But Zakt Zitziv, Be'etzim, we know by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim said, Halolu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Halolu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael was in very, very bad spiritual shape. And therefore, they too could have been harmed by the revelation of the Kedusha of Hashem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the houses. He had to have Rachmanis on them, and he jumped over the houses. So the final punishment wasn't a punishment. It wasn't like the rest of the makas, which was just a maka on the Mitzriyah. It was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation of self. And that destroys all Tumah. And therefore it required a Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't be harmed by it. So we started off with a question: why was it necessary? What's the significance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi ba'atzmai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did the Geula. And we explained from different perspectives. One, the Einish, when it's b'chvoidoi ba'atzmai, the Einish is different. It's not a missile. It's not a punishment. But the Einish of the Mitzrayim was that when there's a revelation of so much Kedusha, Tumah disappears. Next, the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael to be able to come to the recognition that there's a Beira Olam in the world, it was possible only through B'chvoidei Ba'atzmai. As the Zohar HaKadosh said, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu done it through a different medium, they wouldn't have recognized the Gilui Hashem. It was necessary to have the B'chvoidei Ba'atzmai. And finally, like Reb Mendel of Shklov says, the Tachlis HaNirtza, which was to reveal the entirety of the glory of Hashem, was only possible when there was no other medium to attribute it to. That is the significance of B'chvoidoi B'atzmai. You know, it's very notable when people prepare for Pesach, people try to do as much as they can themselves, not through other people. Where does this come from? Moshel, prepare for Shabbos. We know, it says, Kreis Rava Malach Shibuta. He did one thing, but everything else was done by the servants in the house. You have to do one thing, the covered Shabbos, to show that you're Machshev Shabbos. But afterwards, anyone could do it. It's only Hechshev Mitzvah. Comes to Pesach, people try to do themselves. You know where this comes from? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out b'chvoidei ba'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send the shliach, didn't send the malach. He did it himself. You look at the Ksav Sofer on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It says, Rosh Mo Oime, Mo Ha'avoida Zois Lachem. So Ksav Sofer has a pshat. He says, why are you working so hard? Let the servants do it. Let the cleaning service do it. Does it get in the shaila? And on that, we answer him, V'amartim Zevach Pesach L'Hashem. Because we bring a Karim Pesach. Why bring a Karim Pesach? Because Hashem jumped over. Why did he have to jump over? Because he did it himself. That's why we do it ourselves. You look in Halacha, it says in Siman Tav Samach, Siv Beis, that the Rosh used to bake the matzahs himself. It's a hidden mitzvah. You look at the Vilna Gaon, Vilna Gaon writes, on this halacha, don't think it's only the Rosh. Shiye hu masik v'ishtoi oifa. You should light the fire, and your wife should bake. Why? So, Rabbi Yossel Feimer in Slutsk says, because by Mitzrayim, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayidei ba'atzmai. Didn't send someone else. He did it himself. If the Rabbeinu Shlom did it himself, then we ourselves should also do it itself. Every year when Chag HaPesach comes, when every Yom Tov comes, when Pesach comes, the same hashpahs that caused the miracle then is what happens at the same time. So Maral explains, it's not that we commemorate the past on a Yom Tov, but rather the same spiritual forces that made what the miracle happen then are unleashed at this time also. And therefore, our Avida, as we are about to enter Chag HaPesach already in Chodesh Nisan, is to strengthen ourselves in Emunah and seeing Hashgacha Pratis, seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So a story at the end of his life, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, the Panovich HaMashgiach, was very, very weak. And someone came to visit him on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And they saw he was very, very weak. And they asked him, did you have the koyach to chew the matzahs this year? You have koyach to kayan the matzahs? They asked him in Yiddish. So the Chatzkel answered him, Pesach kait benishka matzahs mekait amunah. You don't chew on matzahs on Pesach, you chew on amunah. And for that, I still have enough kaychas. Didn't even answer whether he ate matzah. He just said, Pesach, we chew on amunah. The avodah of Pesach is to slowly think about amunah. And the reason we're able to do it more is because since on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodei v'atzmei tokas Adam Mitzrayim, so there's a greater level of revelation in the world and a greater ability to feel this revelation on Pesach. Let us be mechazik ourselves as we enter Chodesh Nisan in this avodah of being margish, feeling the eskalus of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodei b'atzmai. Let us chew on a bit of amunah this year. V'nizkei kolano yachad, we'll all be zeicha together to see the true eskalus Hashem. As the pasuk says, "Umola ha'oretz deyas Hashem kamaim la'yam mechasim b'mehir b'yamein."